Brittany Matlock has had a lot of big changes in the past couple months. On top of having a baby and learning her husband was immunocompromised, she and her mother, who co-own a business in Oklahoma City, have had to decide how to operate their three locations during a global pandemic. In her audio diary for KOSU, she talks about the hard costs of being open and the difficulties behind requiring a mask for all staff and visitors.
I'm Brittany Matlock, co-founder of Plenty Mercantile and the venue at Plenty in Oklahoma City. My mom is my co-founder in Plenty, so as you can imagine, we talk constantly, all the time, whether it's about family or business or everything in between. But Sunday, March 15th, was a different conversation, the first of its kind, and hopefully one of the last of its kind. As I was putting my three-year-old to sleep that night, we were rapidly texting back and forth and finally decided before we fell asleep that in the morning we would immediately close our showroom floors and pivot to be solely online. That following morning, the first day we were closed, is when this feeling that I've had for the last 4 months started. I can't quite explain it, but it's physical and mental, and it's exhausting. And it is rooted in the unknown. We had no idea if we were making the right decision, and we had no one to ask, just like every other business. Somehow that day, I felt isolated and somehow abandoned, but I also knew that everyone else in the entire world was going through a version of that themselves. I didn't want to be the boss anymore. I wanted someone to tell me it was going to be okay. I wanted someone to say, this is what we're going to do. But we had to be the ones to figure that out, and there was no one to ask for help or guidance or reference because, of course, this is all absolutely unprecedented. I did not realize how challenging it was going to be to reopen the stores and how many decisions and considerations were going to have to be made to not only communicate our procedures and processes to the public, but also to our team. But we began that, and May 15th is when we opened the stores again to the public.
Hi, how are you?
I look good.
We are used to being there to help you find a gift and to make you feel at home. And suddenly there is a new part of the job where we have to also keep you safe and keep our team safe. Another thing we hadn't considered was the hard costs that it was going to take to reopen. Our business at this point, 4 months in, has spent at least $10,000 on masks for guests, hand sanitizer, cleaning supplies, extra staffing to be at the door. Those are very big barriers to being open safely right now for small businesses. And then there is a very real emotional cost that comes with deciding to require masks and be incredibly diligent about cleaning. The hardest part is the mask policy is in place to protect our team and to protect our guests. And the employees have not made those decisions. We made those decisions. But the employees are the ones that have to be at the door and enforce those rules that are there to protect them. So when there's pushback, it makes it incredibly challenging and exhausting and draining to know what to say and to be able to do it on the spot in a way that matches our brand and is true to who we are and also affirms the policy. The city of Oklahoma City mandated masks in public, and I can't quite explain the relief that that has brought. I didn't quite realize how much of a burden it was, but this Saturday was the first one in months where I felt happy and calm and not on edge and, dare I say, hopeful.
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Kately Mills as part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.